Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
All right, Elsie, we have our literature article today.
Yes.
And it's all about a certain kind of city.
Oh. So what kind of cities are we talking about?
Well, it's an imaginary city.
Cool.
And it's actually a pretty cool city. We'll find out about that later. Mm-hmm. But what are some kind of cool or nice cities that you visited?
Oh, I remember like 6 years ago, mm-hmm. I went to Montreal alone, all by myself.
Oh, wow.
And I stayed at a hostel.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of friends there.
Okay.
And I thought the place was really, the city was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was modern, but at the same time, it was historical.
Mm.
And I could do shopping. I could go to art museums mm-hmm. or history museums.
Mm.
And I think the city had a lot of French colonial history, right?
It does, yeah.
So there were a lot of European mm-hmm. buildings.
That's right. Actually, Montreal is one of the coolest cities in Canada.
Yeah, and you are from Canada.
I am. I've been there a couple of times.
That's why I picked the city.
Well, I recently went to Japan, so I have some Japanese cities on my mind. Uh-huh. And I really loved Kyoto.
I love Kyoto, mm-hmm. too.
For not only its food and its kind of cultural background, but also I just like looking at the architecture there.
Yeah, and it's very quiet mm-hmm. there, right?
It is. It's a big city, but it's a like a quiet city.
Right, you can get good rest there.
Yeah. Well, we have talked about a couple of our favorite cities here, but we are going to get into our story now and talk about Omelas, this city
right.
from the story.
Reading. The ones who walk away from Omelas. It's a bright morning, and the festival of summer has come to Omelas. Everywhere you look, the city is full of life. Smiling mothers carry their babies, and children run in and out of the noisy street bands. They're heading to the green fields, a park north of the city where the main party will begin. You might think this is a fairy tale and that these are simple people from long ago, but our narrator isn't here to tell us children's stories. Please, she says, imagine the city as you like. Give the Omelians trains, washing machines, and a cure for the common cold. No matter what your interests are, Omelas is a paradise. It is said that there is religion in Omelas, but no religious fighting. They don't have kings, servants, or drug addiction either. Most importantly, though, the citizens feel no guilt. They feel only happiness and love for every being on the city's surface. Could there be a more perfect place?
All right, let's start off our article here today with the first line. It says, it's a bright morning and the festival of summer has come to Omelas.
好，今天的故事告诉我们呢，这天是个晴朗的早晨，而且欧麦拉城的夏季庆典要开始了。Festival of summer has come to the city.
So it sounds like it's the funnest time of year in Omelas.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it says here, everywhere you look, the city is full of life. Now, to be full of something means to have a lot of something, especially so that something has no space left. However, here we're not really talking about something literal. We're talking about life, which is more abstract. It's not like full of water and you can see the water, right? So what we're saying here is that we can't really measure life. In this context, when we say something is full of life, we're saying that something is very busy, very exciting, very energetic. As an example, we could say, Billy is usually so full of life, but today he seems quite sad and tired.
所以如果我们看到 be full of life 这样的用法的时候，如果主词是个地方，我们可以说这个地方充满生气，生气勃勃的样子。那如果主词是个人，像我们的例句 Billy 这个人，那我们就在形容他是有精神，有朝气的。那欧麦拉城呢，现在生气勃勃， 因为大家都在庆祝夏天。The city is full of life now because Festival of Summer is here.
Mm-hmm. That's something we can see during Moon Festival or maybe Dragon Boat Festival or Chinese New Year here in Taiwan. All right, well, let's continue on and see how the city is so full of life. It says here, smiling mothers carry their babies and children run in and out of the noisy street bands.
这边呢，文章跟我们讲到啊，有充满笑容的妈妈们背着婴儿，那孩子们呢，则是在街上跑来跑去，穿梭在乐队之中。Where are these people heading to?
Well, it's
they're going somewhere, right?
Yeah, yeah. They are all kind of going to a certain place together. It says here, they're heading to the green fields, a park north of the city where the main party will begin. All right, so Elsie and I have both used this phrase, head to.Here in the article, and when you head to a place, you start going toward that place. So here, the people in Omelas are going to green fields, or they're moving toward green fields, this park in the north. As an example, we could say, do you want to head to the theater soon? The movie starts in 20 minutes.
Head to somewhere.这边的 head 当作动词用哦，那解释是前往某处。那如果我们要回的是家，前往的地方是家，那怎么办呢？那我们直接说 head home 就好了 ，to 就不要加喽。那文章说到呢，人们原来要去这个绿原野，那是一座公园。Green fields is a park, and the main party is held there.
That's right. Okay, so Elsie, there's actually quite a bit to talk about in this sentence.
Yes.
We've talked about the phrase head to, but let's also talk about the grammar point we saw in that sentence.
今天的英文练功房呢，看到的是 where 当作关系副词来使用。那第一个，我们说到关系副词呢，可以用来引导形容词子句，修饰先行词。那有表示地点的 where, 表示时间的 when, 还有表示原因的 why, 以及表示方法的 how。那我们先给同学们一个例句哦，他说啊 There are many reasons why eating healthy food is a good idea 有很多原因呢，说明为什么吃的健康是一件好事那这边的先行词，同学们应该可以先看出来了它是 reasons 那我们的关系副词用的是 why 那关系子句呢，就是 why 引导出来的 eating healthy food is a good idea那再给同学们一个例句哦 Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days when we take out the trash. 星期二和星期四是我们倒垃圾的日子。那这边的先行词 the days. 关系副词是 when. 它引导出来的关系子句是 we take out the trash. 那文章说啊 They're heading to the green fields, a park, north of the city where the main party will begin. 这边的先行词比较长哦它是 a park north of the city. 那我们的关系副词就是 where 这个字带出关系子句 the main party will begin.
Okay, I'm done talking about the grammar point. It's so long, right?
It was quite a long
one. It was long.
I'm sure you did a great job and they'll all understand it, Elsie.
Okay, I hope so.
All right, well, let's kind of go back to that sentence before. We're still talking about green fields, and that is a park north of the city where the main party will begin. Now, we're talking about a party that's being held at this park, and it's the main party. So we use the adjective main to describe something that is bigger or more important than other things of the same type. Now here, there are probably lots of parties during this festival, but the people are going to the most important one now. Here's an example sentence. Our company has three buildings in this city, but I work at the main one downtown.
Main 这个形容词呢是主要的或是最大的像我们这边看到的 The main building 就是主要的大楼那还有 main reason 就是主要的原因那在电影里面或电视剧里面我们会说 main character 那就是主要的角色 In the story, the main party is held in the park, green fields
That's right, okay, so this sounds like an awesome situation It sounds like everyone's having a great time, people people are really happy. In fact, it's so great. The article says, you might think this is a fairy tale and these are simple people from long ago. Now, a fairy tale, of course, is a children's story, one that often has magical things happen in it, which we often hear when we tell stories to children, like Cinderella or Snow White or Hansel and Gretel. These are all fairy tales.
Fairy 呢，它指的是小精灵或是小仙子。那 fairy tale 指的就是童话故事。So this is not a fairy tale in which the princess and the prince lived happily ever after?
No, not at all. It sounds great, but, you know, in like all of our stories, something is gonna happen. We'll find out about that later.
Okay.
It says here, but our narrator isn't here to tell us children's stories.
Narrator 是旁白说故事的人，所以他不是要告诉我们儿童的故事。Then what is this story about?
Well, there's a little,
so excited.
There's a little bit more work we have to do.
Okay.
Okay, so the narrator, the person who's telling the story, says, please, she says, imagine the city as you like.
As you like, 它代表的是随你的心意。所以作者要我们随我们的心意去想象这个城市。She wants us to imagine the city.
Right, so basically what the narrator is asking us to do is to, you know, kind of think about the way that she set up the story、mm-hmm. a little bit, but also kind of make it your own city.、
Yeah.
Make it this, your perfect city, right? So she gives us some ideas. She says, give the O'Malians trains, washing machines, and a cure for the common cold. So here the sentence is just describing things that you can imagine O'Malas having. For example, the people in the city could have trains, maybe the fastest, most comfortable trains, washing machines that magically dry your clothes as well, and a cure for the common cold. Now, a cure is a medical treatment that helps a disease or an illness go away. For example, we could say, these scientists are hard at work on a cure for cancer. Let's hope they come up with something.
这里的 cure 呢，当名词用，代表是有疗效的药或疗法。那 cure 本身也可以当动词哦。我们可以说 ，There are new drugs developed to cure some diseases. 有新的药被发展出来，要治疗某些疾病。那文章带到的是呢，作者说啊，我们可以想象欧麦拉的人民呢，有火车、洗衣机，还有治疗一般感冒的药物。The article says, no matter what your interests are, O'Malley's is aparadise.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now, we use this noun paradise here, and a paradise is a place that is perfect, beautiful, enjoyable, and without any problems or bad things. So what we're saying is that in O'Malley's, no matter how you imagine it, it's the perfect place to live.Here's an example. I want to spend my 2-week vacation in a tropical beach paradise like the Maldives.
Paradise 代表就是完美的境界、乐土或是天堂。The Maldives, 马尔蒂夫 is indeed a paradise.
Have you been?
I haven't,
Me
but I、
neither.
Want to.
It's him here. All right, well, here is more ways that O'Malley's could be perfect. It says here, it is said that there is religion in O'Malley's, but no religious fighting. So, of course...We have lots of religions in、
yes.
our world,、mm-hmm. but there is also plenty of religious fighting、
right.
in our world. So religious here is an adjective, and it describes something that's related to religion, which is when a person worships a certain god or gods. Now, there are lots of religions, of course, like Christianity, Islam, and Buddhism, and someone who practices these religions...is religious. Now, we also use it to describe things from these religions, like、religious books, like the Bible or the Quran,、religious songs, like hymns that you sing、in a church or a temple. Here's an example sentence. We sing lots of different religious songs when we go to church on Sundays.
Religious 这个字呢就是形容词宗教的。那课文提到的 religious fighting, 那就是宗教的冲突。那刚刚 Aaron 也有提到的是名词宗教 religion。那文章说呢，据说在这个欧麦拉里面呢是有宗教的，但是没有宗教冲突。So everybody lives in peace.
That's right. And more ways that they live in peace. It says here, they don't have kings,servants or drug addiction either.
他们没有国王，也没有仆人，也没有所谓的毒瘾。那我们这边看到的毒瘾，要注意这两个字哦。Drug 它本身有药物或是毒品的意思，这边指的是毒品。那 addiction 是名词，当作瘾头，所以呢 ，drug addiction。毒瘾的意思，所以这个地方这三种东西都没有，也就是没有国王，没有仆人，没有毒瘾。Wow,
so
amazing.
Yeah, so not only is everyone at peace, everyone is equal as well, and everyone seems very healthy too.
Yes.
All right. Well, here is one more way that Omelas and the people in it are perfect. It says, most importantly, though, the citizens feel no guilt.Okay, so let's talk about this word citizen. A citizen is someone who lives in a certain place, such as a city, a state, a province, a county, a country, any other kind of place word like that. Now, anyone who lives in Omelas, of course, is a citizen of that city because they live there. Now, see how city and citizen are related? They both start with C-I-T.That's a good clue to help you remember what it means. Here's another example. Hank wants to become a citizen of the U.S. someday.
Citizen 这个名词是公民或是国民，当然要说市民也是可以的。那我们看到后面句子的后面有一个 guilt。Guilt 代表的是内疚、愧疚或是自责感，它是一个名词。那它的形容词呢，同学们也要会哦，叫做 guilty， 在字尾加个 y 就可以了。那代表就是内疚的、愧疚的，或者是有罪的。那文章说到呢 ，most importantly， 最重要的是啊，在欧麦拉的人民没有任何的自责感 ，they're happy all the time。
It sounds like it， and of course。Here's where we get to the interesting part, Elsie. It says here, they feel only happiness and love for every being on the city's surface.
On the city's surface.
That's right. That's an interesting sentence. Now, we mentioned surface in that sentence, mm-hmm. and surface means the top layer of something, like the top of, the top of the water or the top of the...The city, which would be the roads, yeah. right? So I wonder if that means that only the top layer and everything on the surface of Omelas is perfect.
所以来说 surface 这个字是表面表层，那为什么文章要特别说在欧麦拉城的表层市民都是快乐并且充满爱的呢？难道地表下有不一样的故事吗？ Does it say in the article?
Well, not quite. For one, because it's the end of the article, which is what always happens.
Yep.
AndIt kind of only asks a question. It says, could there be a more perfect place? Now, we've said the word perfect a couple of times already. We should explain it. Something that's perfect has nothing wrong with it. It has no damage, no mistakes, or no faults. Now, Omelas does sound like a perfect place. Everyone is equal, there's no crime, everyone's healthy, everyone is at peace. I'd want to live there.
Me too.
And of course, here's another example sentence for perfect. Your test was perfect. You didn't make any mistakes, so you got 100%.
Wow, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect 这个形容词呢，就是完美的跟最佳的。那文章最后用到 more perfect， 可是要注意哦 ，perfect 一般来说它已经是完美的，所以不会有比较级或是最高级出现。那文章这边特别用了一个 more， 在强调的是呢，其实没有任何地方是比 Omelas 还要更加完美的。那我们还有一句同学们一定要会的话，就是 practice makes perfect， 熟能生巧，或者是呢。 如果我们在 perfect 的字尾做一些变化，我们可以把它变成一个完美主义者，就是 perfectionist, perfectionist.
Okay, so I guess we will have to wait till tomorrow to find out if there's any secret hidden in this city, right?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that just means you have a good reason to come back tomorrow, but of course we are not finished yet. Let's finish off today's article with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today, Elsie. What would your perfect city be like? And what would make it special?
I think my perfect city would be car-free.
Yes.
Scooter-free.
Yes.
Everybody takes public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Okay.
I think this way there would be less pollution、
mm-hmm.
and the environment would get better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my perfect city.
Okay.
What about yours?
That was part of mine as well, actually.、Mm. It was kind of getting rid of...cars, scooters, and bad drivers.
So bad drivers.
All of the public transportation drivers would have to be well-trained and good drivers.
Uh-huh.
But that's not everything. My perfect city would be one that is very...green in terms of the plants. So there are a lot of green spaces in Taipei,、
mm-hmm.
but...
Not enough.
But...not as much as I would like. So I would like buildings to be covered in plants.
Wow, that would be nice.
Lots of buildings with open windows, and that means lots of sunshine inside.
Yeah.
So plants inside. Literally, there would be trees and plants and flowers everywhere, which, you know, would go a bit further in the environment work. It would bring back the nature, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It would be learning to live in harmony with the nature instead of destroying the nature to live in that
wow.
place, right?
So okay.
That's what my perfect city would look
we'll
like.
We'll work hard
yeah.
towards that way. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys can have plenty of ideas of your own. Maybe we can work together and describe and then build the perfect city. But for now, we have to say goodbye. So we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ones who walk away from Omelas. It's a bright morning, and the festival of summer has come to Omelas.Everywhere you look, the city is full of life. Smiling mothers carry their babies and children run in and out of the noisy street bands. They're heading to the green fields, a park north of the city where the main party will begin. You might think this is a fairy tale and that these are simple people from long ago. But our narrator isn't here to tell us children's stories. Please, she says, imagine the city as you like.Give the Omelians trains, washing machines, and a cure for the common cold. No matter what your interests are, Omelas is a paradise. It is said that there is religion in Omelas, but no religious fighting. They don't have kings, servants, or drug addiction either. Most importantly, though, the citizens feel no guilt. They feel only happiness and love for every being on the city's surface. Could there be a more perfect place?
Vocabulary Review.
Main. The company's main office is in New York, but it has smaller offices elsewhere. Cure. Scientists are working hard to create a cure for this strange disease. Paradise.With its white sand beaches, perfect weather, and great food, this island is a true tropical paradise. Religious. The area's religious places, such as its large temples, are popular with tourists. Citizen.Jamie became a citizen of Paris in 1996 and has lived there ever since. Perfect. Mary spent a lot of time shopping for dresses before she found the perfect one.
以上节目是由活用空中美语制作，活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取试听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。